good days allowed. It's got to be a very good day, and let's work toward that. VOV Bob is listening, along with KEN Ken and DOUG Doug and MIKE. MIKE, that sounds like mystery time. It's MIKE as in Mickey, MOUSE. Mikey Mouse. it's going to be one of those days, eh?
Happy Friday.
Right, it is Friday. Already, that's why I'm talking to myself, because it seems like it was only yesterday, it was Thursday, and the day before that, it seemed like Wednesday, and the day before that, it seemed like Tuesday, and the day before that, Monday, and wow, here we are at the end of another week, an exciting week of conversation. All right, so we have more shootings to talk about, but you know what? I think it's important that we extract from people as much as we can about Benghazi, don't you? We're going to be able to fix all the problems in the world by analyzing Benghazi and figuring out how bad Mrs. Clinton is and how bad Obama is. They're just bad. 888-302-3684. But then most of you knew that, right? Because you were listening to radio guys who said, these guys are bad. Really bad. We've got to rid the world of this scourge. The Democrats. Horrible. Let's get them. 888-302-3684. And then the other people on the other side. We've got to rid the world of this scourge. They're called Republicans. Get rid of them. Because Democrats never make mistakes. Only Republicans make mistakes. Right? My mother never made mistakes. Only my father did. I never made mistakes. Only my sister did. Yeah. 888-30.
Exactly.
See how silly all of this is? However, it makes for good conversation, and that's what we're, well, I guess it depends on your definition of good conversation. 888, if you don't have a life, it makes for good conversation. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And Twitter @Good Day Show. We have lots of people who are not, you can't listen on Facebook. You can't listen on Twitter. At least, I don't think there's any mechanism that allows that, Kenny, is there?
Not yet.
No audio, but sooner or later, somebody will figure it out. In the meantime, you got to listen to me to figure out what the nuance is here, because most of you are smart enough to have figured out the report on Benghazi has been released. Senate Intelligence Committee, not many surprises there. As it turns out, there are four people who are dead. And you know what? This committee was not good enough to bring them back to life. The reports say, isn't it? Yeah. Based on known security shortfalls and prior warnings, the security situation was deteriorating. The attack was largely preventable. We knew that. And that's why the Republicans want to keep this going, because hopefully it'll sort of drift into the spring and then into the summer and then the fall, and you won't elect any Democrats because there were Democrats in charge, and this was largely preventable. If the Republicans had been in charge, this would never have happened. Right? That's basically what they all say. So what say you about this? 888-302-3684. Investigators have still not determined whether any one group led the attack. People with ties to al-Qaeda groups seem to have been involved. At that figure, that's pretty shocking, too, right? To know that al-Qaeda might have been involved in a surprise or not such a surprise attack on an American installation. Report placed some of the blame on the State Department. Okay, so let's make sure Mrs. Clinton doesn't get elected president because she was in charge of the State Department. God knows that means she's incompetent because she's responsible for every decision that's made in the State Department. If not her, of course, the president knew. He knew everything. Right? Well, the simple side of this is there were a lot of warnings that suggested this was going to take place and that personnel were at risk. That, beside me being sort of facetious when it comes to this, this is like the UN saying that there were attacks in Syria that were chemically based 4 months after everybody else had figured it out. So, what does this report do and why? What comes of this other than grist for the political mill? 888-302-3684. The report also blasted the intelligence community for taking too long to correct early reports linking the attack to an anti-Muslim film, as well as inaccurately reporting that a protest led to the attack. And, of course, this is, under the circumstances, something that we never could have figured was going to happen anyplace. The essence of those people who don't like us and how crazy they are. It's sort of like the was a cartoon that was done by the fellow was in Amsterdam. Where was that the thing that brought around? Was it Denmark? Yeah, I guess it was, Michael. Yeah. And so these people are crazy, too, because we can't have. It's sort of like, you know, we are making a lot of hay here in our country regarding some of the foolish stuff that goes on. People, and they're protesting because this, that, or the other thing is racist, right? Everybody's a racist because of some foolish interpretation of some mostly innocent remark or some action. This is the same stuff. These people are just, you know, you think these people are crazy, but yet many of you react the same way to something that's close to you because you have no tolerance, no sense of humor. Just nobody's got any room to move anymore. Everything is so tightly defined and everything is so tightly understood or wrapped or whatever it is. The world is going. There's too many people. The world is about to explode. And these are all signs of it. There were at least 10 U.S. Embassy attacks during the previous administration, with a total of at least 49 Americans killed. The last two attacks were 5 months apart at the same embassy in Yemen. Nobody was killed in the first attack. Security was lessened before the next attack, which resulted in 16 people being killed. Hard not to believe it's just politics that keeps Benghazi in the news, because that's really what keeps Benghazi in the news. It's all politics. The rest of it is nonsense, because once again, you can't bring these people back. So, having laid out the course of the conversation and maybe whipped a few people into shape, at 888-302-3684, you can have your way, have your say. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. So let's get at it in just a moment. 14 after the hour, Friday's Good Day on the air.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens.
Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, let's we'll give you a couple of minutes to get heated up here a little bit more. 888-302-3684. It's like the coffee needs to percolate a little while we listen to a couple of different aspects of this, and then we get to your calls on Benghazi. We in this hour, take apart some of the talk radio programs that are across the landscape. So you get a point of view that may shape your thoughts a little bit more than perhaps where they are or where they were. For a suggestion or an idea or two, here's host Brian Thomas talking to Bill Hemmer from Fox about this week's report on the embassy attacks.
You know it, I know it. We knew it back then, but the president and Secretary of State then, Hillary Rodham Clinton, went around blaming the whole thing on a video. They knew before they opened their mouths that that was not the case, didn't they?
A lot of revelations in there, Brian. And then you've got that Senate report that came out, bipartisan, Democrats, Republicans. I think a few of the lingering questions today, and I talked to Brad Wenstrup just the other day on this, and this was, you know, just to paint the picture for you, this was before he was sworn in as a member of Congress. I think it was the time when he had won election, so it was the summer of that year. You know, he's got Iraq war experience, right? He's from Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, he's a physician.
Right, and according to the transcript that's now unclassified, you know, he asked him about, you know, what did you know at that moment? Well, now we know that moment was 15 minutes after the attack began.
Right.
And at the Pentagon, they were calling it terrorism. If you've got all of this stuff with your listeners, I don't want to repeat it. But
No. Good.
If you haven't, I think these are important facts to understand now. 15 minutes into the attack on September 11, 2012, at the Pentagon, they considered it terrorism. And there had been a previously arranged meeting that day at the White House with the president. And so the head of the Joint Chiefs and Leon Panetta went to the White House that afternoon. Now, we don't know what happened during the conversation they had with the president. One would assume they informed him of everything they were learning about what was happening in Benghazi at that moment.
But
that's
what
a stunner.
It is. It's shocking. And let me, I think I know the answer to this, but I want to get your impression, Bill. What possible motivation could the president, the secretary of state, and everybody else who was parroting that nonsense about a YouTube video, what possible motivation could they have in wanting to blame murder and killing, acts of terrorism, bombs, explosions, rockets? I mean, it's just like war going on there. Why would they want to blame it on inside?
I
violence
can't
of a video.
I can't put myself inside their head.
I know that,
but that's what they chose to do. There was an election that was less than 2 months away. We know that also. Here's one more thing just to think about. Why did no one, or did anyone within the Pentagon or in the Intelligence Committee that was privy to that information, why did they not come out publicly and refute the claim about the film?
Yeah.
Why did that not happen?
Darn good question.
And if it did, why don't we know about it? So we need to figure that out.
Here's another shocker. Senator Feinstein says Hillary Clinton isn't to blame for Benghazi. Put that in your head and chew on that a little bit. This is shocking stuff here, 21 after the hour.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
My prerogative to go down this street and to have the attitude that I do toward all of this. It doesn't fix anything. We all know these people made a lot of mistakes. And as suggested before, in case you didn't hear it, there were a lot of mistakes that have been made by lots of administrations over lots of things like this. Doesn't excuse it. The four people are dead. But what is all of this conversation getting us other than the usual? It's just recognizing it for what it is. It's okay if you understand that this is all politics, and it's listening to Bill Hemmer, who's no more of an expert on this than am I. He reads the same reports. He talks about them on the air. I love these guys that want to have this guy's from Fox News, so he must know what's going on. He doesn't know any more than you do. If you've read all the newspapers and studied all the reports that have been in print, it's just that it sort of makes it, he's from Fox News. He must know what's going on, right? He's an expert. Yeah. He's you hear my voice. This is all such, but it, sort of the way I'm presenting it makes it a little more interesting. Here's Mandy Cannell and Greg Hollenbeck talking on their program about what they learned from the committee's Benghazi report.
I took, an hour and a half out of my life, and I read the Senate Intelligence Committee report on Benghazi, and what's interesting, and here's the thing, I think everybody should read this, because if you want to know the timeline of what happened, exactly what occurred, how it occurred, and you know, one of the things that I learned yesterday that I didn't know was that there's a very good chance that it is absolutely 100% true that there was no military support within a reasonable area to get to Benghazi in time. And they didn't have any assets they needed close enough to do any good. And you think to yourself, well, they got a military base in Crete. You know, it takes a very special kind of personnel to come into a situation like this where you're talking about urban warfare. You can't just drop a soldier who's been stationed in Crete but not trained to do that into that kind of zone and expect it to go well. And they did get people to the location, but not until after everybody had been evacuated. They got there late the afternoon, early evening of September 12th. So, you know, I it's weird because part of it made me feel better. But obviously, four people died. I mean, right. You know, but the part that made me feel better is I just didn't want to believe that our military leadership would hang these people out to dry. You know, I didn't want to believe that at all. And my fears about that were somewhat allayed. However, this is the Democrat-controlled Senate report.
Dianne Feinstein is the chair of that committee.
And the initial findings, I mean, when they go through the what actually happened, and then they had some findings, and then they have the majority report, which is the Democrats' take on everything that happened, then they have the minority report within that. And that is the Republicans' take on it. And the Republicans point out a lot of things that were simply unanswered. And what I found very interesting is that in the entire Senate Intelligence Committee report, until you get to the minority report, President Obama's name is never mentioned.
Right.
Not one time.
And I it's my understanding that the Secretary of State Clinton's name is not really mentioned very often in the report.
The State Department is thrown under the bus.
Right.
Okay, the State Department is hurled under the
name.
Bus. And there's a lot of criticism of the State Department. And the part of the State Department criticism that I find the most egregious is that a lot of these same recommendations were made after the bombings in 1998, and nothing was done. So here we have another situation 15 years later, and the same recommendations are being made. That's pretty damning of the agency overall, the State Department overall. But they never throw Hillary Clinton under the bus, not once. There is, well, obviously the minority report is less forgiving of former Secretary Clinton. What's going to be interesting about this to me is I want to see how Secretary of State John Kerry responds, because it's his mess now.
28 past the hour.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Ken Moore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Ken Moore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Ken Moore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Get at this. This is not fun or funny, but yet it is. Because what I'm doing here is pointing out the lunacy of all the people that have gotten themselves worked up over Benghazi, including friends of mine. I mean, I could come to the same conclusion. It was terrible. And Obama runs a lousy administration. So what's new in that contention? Obama's run a lousy administration since the first day he showed up. But to think that this is the only time this has ever happened, when there were at least 10 of these same kind of attacks during the Bush administration, Condoleezza Rice was horrible as a Secretary of State. She did a miserable job across the board. It was terrible. And there are plenty of other people and lots of other blame to go around. So just to put it in perspective, that's all. I'm just having fun. And people, the phones are ringing at 888-302-3684. I'm a maggot. I'm a faggot. I'm a this. I'm a that. Because I've said what sort of puts all of this into perspective, at least from my point of view. This is political sport. That's all I'm pointing out. It's worth conversation, worth having your say. Kenny, watching Facebook, Ken Kessel along with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Friday. And so this thing has been brewing all week. I've put it off, put it away, because I think it's boring and repetitive. There's a report in one of the trades today, Kenny, the focus on radio and the fact that it may be boring based on what Bill O'Reilly said on his program last night. Said radio is boring and repetitive. The reference certainly is to music more than it is to talk, but think about what you listen to by listening to a lot of the right-wing or the left-wing stations. Fewer and fewer of those stations and programs from the left, whether it be on television or radio, for whatever the reason, but there's still advocates for that point of view, and that's all it is an advocacy. Maybe the question is, radio, is it getting too boring for today's consumer? That's part of this, yeah? Yes or no? 888-302-3684. Having said that, John starts off our callers from Owensboro, Kentucky, listening to Good Day. What do you think, John?
Well, I don't think it's political to be in the news at all. I mean, these things happened, and it's a year and a half later. We still haven't got the answers.
And you're not going to. You're not going to get the answers because they're going to cover it up.
that's fine. Then they need to be gone. I don't care who's in charge, Republican, Democrat, whoever. When you make these kind of mistakes, you don't need to be there.
Well, so how come then Obama got reelected? Because we knew what was going on before the reelection, and he got reelected. So how'd that happen? You didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. So how'd he get reelected?
Because he got reelected on promising everybody free health care.
No, he didn't. He got reelected because people are stupid. That's why he got reelected. People don't pay attention to what's going on, as is obviously the case, because this stuff has been going on. The incompetence of the general mechanism of government is what's coming to the surface, because we keep electing people who are incompetent. And the reason we do that is because the news media is paid, the fact that we pay attention to one side or the other, and they don't really bring the news, the fact that we don't really look into the stories and don't look into the information, we've basically been lulled to sleep. Something else that you could say or might say is that people are bought. The elections are paid for with your tax dollars. That's why.
So why should I vote for Hillary Clinton if she's one of the make mistakes?
You shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Never in 100,000,000,000 years should you vote for her if you think she was responsible for Benghazi. So how did George
Bush...
Even
if she's not responsible for it, she's responsible for not sending them help after the fact.
Well, that may be too. But you think it's going to be any... You think if somebody else were running, it'd been the same place. All I'm trying to point out is the anger that gets focused on these people because they're either Democrats or Republicans doesn't change the fact that these things happen because government is incompetent across the board. And there's too much of it. We're involved in too many countries. We have too many people that are stirring the pot. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. That's the point that I'm trying to make, John. I can hear in your voice that you're angry, and you have every right to be angry, and so does everybody else. 888-302-3684. Jim in Illinois says the president has some important questions to answer.
From what I read, Barack Obama was told about the incident around 5 p.m., that afternoon. But from that time up until the next morning, he did absolutely nothing. Apparently he had dinner, went to bed, then got up the next morning to go to a fundraiser in Vegas. So apparently either he knew that something was going to happen or he didn't care. But they need to ask Barack Obama, what exactly did you do or try to do? I mean, you had four Americans, an ambassador, getting killed, and you go on a fundraiser?
888, of course you do, because you don't care. He doesn't care. You think all of this hoopla is going to change anything? Guy's not running for re-election. He doesn't give a damn what you think. He never really did, but he certainly doesn't now. Why should? There's no election involved. You think he cares whether Mrs. Clinton gets elected or not? Of course he doesn't. 888-302-3684. You got a head of steam here. Kenny, what are you getting from reading Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter, our social media accounts?
Bob says, like Ambassador Stevens, Hillary will never escape Benghazi.
Mm-hmm. So? That's true. She won't. Neither Bill Clinton will never escape Monica. Guess what? He got reelected. Anyway, right. Keep going. Yeah.
Chad says, someone in this administration needs to step up and say, I screwed up.
Never. They won't, because they don't have that much courage, and the egos that are involved in all of this, the narcissistic way that Obama thinks, never. Has he really taken credit for the mess up in the Obamacare introduction and all the screw ups that are part of the 1,200 pages? Has he stood up and said, I'm responsible for this mess? No, he'd take little bits and pieces and say, we're going to fix this. He doesn't admit that he makes mistakes, because in his mind, he doesn't make mistakes, because he is one of the most outrageous examples of narcissism that's ever been an occupant of the White House. It's all about me. Everything is about me. Me, 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 me.
You know, I think if you go back, and I'm certainly not trying to stick up for Obama, but I think part of that is the nature of the office. Because if you look back, I can't remember Bush apologizing for anything.
No, I don't apologize. And that's the problem with the way we're governed. It's part of the, what is, was it Winston Churchill said,
This is the worst form of the best form of government, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing some. I'm sure I don't have the words right. But yeah, it isn't perfect because we're not perfect. And all of this stuff shows that we aren't. And people, it's like getting Chris Christie. You think this guy's perfect? All the people that worship at the trough of these foolish political, these people are, they don't care about you. They don't care about serving. They care about themselves and what they achieve during their life. That's it. And you say they're public servants. Public service has gone the way of the Goonie Bird. 8883, very few people really, really serve for the public good and public necessity. They serve for themselves. What can they get? What happens after, for example, Tom Coburn is resigning from the Senate, or he's not going to run again, or whatever it is? Why is that? What's he going to do? Is he had enough of all the stuff going on, or is there something? Is there a big trough at the end of the rainbow? 888-302-3684. Here's a Barbara in Texas with some thoughts.
When we began the war on terror, it seemed like the country was so united and our patriotism was so strong. But just since we're going down party lines on our thoughts on four people losing their lives in Benghazi, and now that we have found out through a lot of work that this was preventable, it just seems like it's making everybody angrier with each other. I mean, I think we need to stop at the party line and who we're for and who we're against, but realize that we've lost four lives. And I really think that getting to the you know, the truth of what happened is good for those families and for the whole country in general. We just need to get back our united patriotism if we're going to beat this war on terror.
Right. Now there's something to be said for that. A reflection perhaps to a point on what I have been saying here. Let's take a few more callers on this in a few moments. Pause, though, for everybody to collect their thoughts. 16:30 for the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in Plus Up Rewards during the Plus Up Rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus Up Rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Wow, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We've been talking for the most part this hour about the Benghazi report. Here's something else that's shocking. There's a report in Washington today that the Oneida Indian Nation is going to run an ad called Civil Rights that will air on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day. It'll be in Washington, some of the other major cities around the country. The ads advocate the Redskins change their name and their mascot. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says in the ad that if Mr. King were alive today, he would support the effort to change the name. Of course, we all know that we can tell what Martin Luther King would have done just by looking at his grave. It comes out of the ground, right? That information comes straight to your mind out of the ground. Okay.
I would think he'd be busy with some more important issues than the Redskins.
Huh.
I would hope so.
All right. I think he would have changed. He would have become, I think, probably a disc jockey playing country music at the Grand Ole Opry if he was still around.
How maybe a that? Judge on American Idol.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Might as well be as facetious. We might as well carry this out to the fullest extent that our time allows. Here's Jack in Minnesota with the real blame.
You know, our CIA has a big black budget where we, the peasants, don't get to know what they're doing with our tax dollars. And what they're doing with our tax dollars is what we've been doing for the last 50 years. We love to go into these countries that don't kiss our behind servilely enough and destabilize them, especially if they have big pots of oil. Of course, the ultimate big pot of oil that's left in the Middle East for us to grab is in Iran. So that's what we were doing in Libya, undoubtedly, with our CIA, with our phony NGOs, is destabilizing the government, stirring the pot, making the country splinter into about 500 different parts so that we can control it with our puppets. We spend the money to destabilize it, and then we say we have to go in and stabilize it. If you play with fire, you get burned, and that's what happened to our poor ambassador, who was undoubtedly part of the team that was destabilizing Libya prior to the attack.
888-302-3684. Here's Gilbert, who's listening to us in Oklahoma, again with a focus on the sea.
This thing with Libya, first let's go back to the beginning. We have been involved in Libya since the 1700s. Remember that, the Marine song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli? We have been involved over there, and that embassy over there was swarming with our CIA, just like they have been swarming in Africa since the decolonization of the African continent. The CIA killed Patrice Lumumba, and they knew what was going on, but everything was done to discredit this president. We need to start checking our CIA. There is a government in exile, as far as I'm concerned, with the CIA. Look what they have been in. They haven't prevented anything, to my understanding.
No, they haven't. They created it. I always loved that name, Patrice Lumumba. But that's really it, the CIA. Go after them if you're angry. 51 after the hour.
Heart and body.
body extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Let's do some more service to our country by moving to something else, something that actually, for my money, is much more important. Things that have happened this week in Indiana, New Mexico, and Florida bring us around to a discussion of who's shooting, why people are being shot, gun control, that sort of thing. The New Mexico story, the boy in school with a sawed-off shotgun, the Florida shooting, the former police captain shooting a guy in the theater. Kenny, what's the story from Indiana?
Wednesday night around 10 o'clock, this guy came into a supermarket, shot an employee and someone who was shopping there, and then he was shot by police before he could hurt anyone else. He did not seem to have any ties to either of the people that were shot or the grocery store. No, it seems very random. Nobody knows what happened yet. Or at least why it happened.
Mm-hmm. All right, more senseless shooting and killing. 888-302-3684. So what's more important, this or Benghazi? What can we do about Benghazi? Nothing. Maybe we can learn that the CIA is the real problem and fix that, but all the black ops. Do you know how much money is spent by you and me, the taxpayer, that nobody has any control over, the Senate, the House? There's no congressional budget approval for the various black ops organizations, some of which you don't even know exist. 888-302-3684. Okay, so let's talk about the shootings. Here's host Bob Montgomery talking to reporter Kristen Bean about a shooting that Kenny just overviewed in Elkhart, Indiana.
It's too early to say exactly what happened, if this was one of these truly random stories where someone comes in and just starts shooting at will, but it appears to be that case, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't know, and police are trying to figure that out as well. You know, they've been here since it happened. They are still on scene this morning. All we know is that the 22-year-old man who came into this store and shot and killed two people lived near this area and frequented the store, but store employees told police that he had no previous issues here. So why today, and why those two people, we have yet to find out.
we have been discussing, obviously, the gist of the story all morning long, and the man comes in and starts firing over the course of 10 to 12 miles, shoots and kills two people, one of them an employee, 21-year-old young woman, and another one apparently a shopper, a 44-year-old woman as well. But it really is the saving grace of a couple of different things, Kristen, and you can correct me if the details have changed since this first came out, but that the police were able to get there very quickly because they were kind of nearby, and also it was 10 o'clock at night. The store wasn't packed.
Exactly. Police told us there were only about 10 to 12 people in the store at the time. They said, thank goodness this didn't happen at 6 o'clock, or it could have been a much different tragedy. And you're right. Police told us that officers were very close. They were able to respond within 3 minutes. As soon as they got into the store, they heard gunshots. They went to the area where the gunshots were happening. That's when they say police pointed the gun, or I'm sorry, the suspect pointed the gun at police, and they shot and killed him. But that wasn't before he pointed the gun at another employee. So there could be three victims here this morning if it wasn't for the fast action of police.
888-302-3684. Okay, so there's one situation. Here's another talk host named Bob Clark talking about the shooting in the middle school in New Mexico earlier this week.
Short of turning our schools into fortresses, I think most people believe our schools are trying to do the best they can when it comes to safety, when it comes to training for teachers and staff in terms of how to respond if something tragic does happen. But what can be done, in your opinion, beyond that? I mean, something that maybe we're not doing now that you believe would make a big difference when it comes to trying to make someone think twice before they grab a gun and walk into a school and start shooting. For those of you parents who are listening, who have kids in school, it seems like almost every month, almost every 3 or 4 weeks, we have some sort of story regarding a school shooting somewhere in this country, and it just happened to be New Mexico's turn. For you parents who are listening, are you at the point now that you just have said to yourself, you know what, look, not that you can't be proactive and not that you can't communicate with your child's school and be involved, but have you just sort of reached the point where you realize now that this can happen anywhere, anytime, and that it's almost now you just drop your kids off at school in the morning and trust that the schools are as safe as they possibly can, and then you just keep your fingers crossed that your kids will come home safe?
Man, this is America. And under the circumstances, how many people have you heard this week? I heard somebody on a radio program who was a sheriff, said that now what happened in Florida made him more likely to carry a gun with him when he goes to the movies. There you go. That'll fix the problems. So we've had sort of a tongue-in-cheek, quasi-angry hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.